If you're someone who feels like you're struggling getting spirit guide messages with clarity and you want more detail, then this episode is going to be for you. I'm going to be giving you 6 ways to get better messages from your spirit guide. So stay tuned. Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guides. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. Welcome back to a brand new episode. And today we're talking about how to get better messages from your spirit guides. But you know, I love to pull some oracle cards. So the first card I've pulled here is clear your mind. You're blocking what you need to receive. And that is the ultimate message about today's episode. We get in our own way. So the first thing that apparently spirit wants me to share with you is to stop thinking so much. We overthink messages. We want it to just be so detailed that it looks to us or feels to us, sounds to us like a thought. And while spirit can give us messages really clearly and in your face, most of the time they don't, because spirit shows us themselves. We hear their messages. We feel and we know their messages very lightly because spirit is light on their feet, so to speak. They are a lighter energy. So it is going to take some time for us to elevate our vibration so that the messages that we receive come in more clearly, more firmly, more solidly. So it is up to us to, one, stop overthinking the message like we do it all the time. And we also need to move our vibration a little bit higher than where we are. So this takes some time. And in the world that we live in, we want things done now. We don't want to wait. And we need to have a little bit of patience. So this is why developing your intuition is so important, and is what I tell my students inside of 4 Intuitive Languages. In fact, I have designed that program so that you're doing an exercise or a couple exercises every week versus me giving it to you all at once, because it takes a little while for your chemistry to be adjusted. So that actually wasn't planned, but those are excellent messages, Spirit. So thank you. What I was going to say is the first way to get better messages from your spirit guides is to simply acknowledge and talk to them. Sometimes we just assume they're these invisible people hanging out with us somewhere, and we just think that they know everything and that they're going to tell us when something's important. And the fact of the matter is, we need to actually acknowledge and talk to them. That is the first step in getting better messages from your spirit guides. And the second way to get better messages from your spirit guides is to build a rapport just like you would with a friend. So I want you to take your spirit guides on a date, and I'm not kidding. I want you to just play with them, to have some time to talk to them. And what I'd like for you to do is take a day or a couple hours out of your day and imagine that they're right there with you like a person would be. So if you are going out into the woods, I want you to imagine that they are there. And so let's take this word that I just said, imagine, and replace it with intend. Let's intend that your spirit guides are there with you, just as a physical person. I want you to talk to your spirit guides. I want you to ask them their opinion on things. And the best way to do this is really in nature, because it calms you, it soothes you, you start to regulate to the rhythm of nature, you begin to move away from the EMF fields that are present in your home, and this is a much more balanced state for you to do this. Now, if you're struggling right now because the weather isn't wonderful wherever you live, then imagine a different opportunity or a date that you would love to do with someone else. Maybe you're just sitting there talking over tea. maybe you're writing and you're coming up with these ideas for your business. So you're sitting there and imagine you're brainstorming with your spirit guides. This one makes them more tangible, but you're also building a rapport because they are literally there. You just are perhaps not able yet to perceive their appearance, depending on your energetic state. So acknowledge and talk to them is number one. Consistency, build a rapport, number two. Now, number three, you've got to ask the right questions. This is where I see a lot of people kind of slip up. We think that we should ask yes or no questions. I highly recommend staying away from this because things are not always interpreted correctly and things are lost in interpretation. So if you're asking your spirit guides, will XYZ happen? And they say yes, and then it doesn't happen in your timeline, then you think that you failed or that it's wrong and you didn't get the right information or your spirit guides screwed up or whatever. And they're like, well, yes, it is going to happen, just not on your timeline. So let's be more open to energy and information. So you could say, what's your opinion on XYZ, right? So if you're hanging out with your spirit guide, you're having a date with them, you could say, what is your opinion about XYZ? So you might be thinking, well, Whitney, you're telling me how to ask them, but then how do I get the message? Well, that's part of developing your intuition. So that's an ongoing process that's in my course that I teach. That's something that doesn't necessarily happen overnight, but it can. And so that is more of a, you need to receive the message. So right now, I just want you to focus on if you're wanting to get more detail. And let's say that you already have this ability, you've gone through my program and you're trying to get more clear messages from your guides, then let's ask better questions. And let's also ask questions that matter instead of trivial things, feed our ego. Let's look at it from a soul perspective. What lesson do I need to learn here? So a lot of times if we're going through a transition and we don't like it, we automatically go to, when is this going to be over? When am I going to have some peace? That's not a good question to ask because one, every single thing that we do is a cycle and we can speed that cycle up and we can slow that cycle down. But how do we get out of the cycle? That's something that I teach too, which I call the seven phases of a vibration cycle. And what we need to be asking is, what lesson do I need to be learning here? Because you're not going to end that cycle until you learn the lesson. And guess what? You're going to learn that lesson. You're going to take it in. And then Spirit's going to give you this lesson again. And you'll have to decide, do I want to enter into the same cycle again? Or am I saying, no, I've already done that. No, thanks. So this is what happens when people have toxic relationships or friendships. They may exit finally after dragging on for years, and then somebody else comes into their path and they feel a familiarity. And then they say, all right, I'm going to enter in the cycle again. And then they're like, why am I in the cycle? Because you didn't learn the lesson. So we need to ask the right questions. Because guess what? When we ask the right questions, we're going to be better informed to make an intuitive decision. Sometimes your spirit guides are not on the same page with your decisions and you get to decide. Now, let me clarify, you always get to decide. But listening to their guidance, they're like a counsel for you. And you get to say, yes, this feels good, or no, this doesn't feel good. So that's something that we need to really take into account. So just as a quick review, acknowledge and talk to them. Create consistency. Talk to them every day. You have to build a rapport. Take them on a date. Number three, ask the right questions. And I'm going to be telling you four through six when we come back after this quick break. As a professional psychic medium, I've done tens of thousands of readings. But I felt a call to move more fully into teaching intuition. But I still get so many requests about doing readings. So while I don't do readings anymore, I have brought in some very trusted colleagues who are now available for live one-hour readings on Zoom. If you would like to book your psychic medium reading, go to messengerofspirit.com/appointments to see our available readers and schedule your Zoom reading today. Welcome back. We're talking about 6 ways to get better messages from your spirit guides. And right before the break, I reviewed 1 through 3. But I also forgot to say what Spirit had mentioned as well. We need to stop blocking what we want to receive. So we need to get out of our own way. And a lot of times we're thinking too much. And of course, if you really want to get better messages from your spirit guides, you need to be actively growing your sensitivity. And that way you can receive them much more clearly from your spirit guide. Sometimes we just think that, you know, oh, okay, I'm good. I need to stop growing. Like, I'm good at this. No, we never stop growing. So it's something that we need to do on a consistent basis. All right. So let's move on to step 4, or the 4th way to get better messages from your spirit guides. Ask for more detail. And your spirit guides are not, I want to just circle this word, not, all capitals here, going to give you the play-by-play of everything in your life. Because if that were true, you would never, never feel things really like you need to, and you would never learn the lessons. So you don't want to be a puppet and they're pulling the strings. That is not going to happen. You have free will, but they can provide hints and clues. It reminds me of an escape game or a map, where you are providing these clues and then you get to choose your path. When I was growing up, I would buy those books and beg my parents to get them, where you got to choose your own fate. And at one point, I even wrote my own little book. I was in 2nd grade, so, you know, nothing spectacular here. It was just some paper I cut out and illustrations, but I wrote my own book. And you could say, if you choose to do this, flip to page 5. And if you choose to do this, move to the next page. That's what our life feels like. So our spirit guides are giving us some insight. And what we get to do is say, could I get some more detail if I decide to choose XYZ? Hey, could I get some more detail about choosing this XYZ? So I say this because, one, asking for more detail gives you more information and understanding. But we also need to recognize that we might not get all that detail, but we can certainly ask for it. So when someone is actually doing a reading, so a medium doing a reading for somebody, the way that I teach my students is that you get additional spirit guides who can give you more detail. And I'm not really talking about mediumship today. I'm more so talking about getting messages for yourself. But if you are a medium and you want more detail in your messages, you can certainly ask for someone who provides more detail in your readings. But if you are asking for yourself, which is really more so the key, you could ask more questions and say, I'd love more detail around what lessons I'm learning for XYZ. Now, if Spirit says you're going to meet someone, or you are going to move to this place, then ask for detail and see if you get this person's first initial starts with an XYZ, or this person has dark hair, or this person is in their 40s. And if you're moving somewhere, you would say, okay, I'd love more detail. Now, what happens if you say, I want more detail and I get nothing? Is that where we end? No. Ask more questions. So this is where I say that you could ask yes or no questions. You can say, all right, I'm not getting anything. So let's say that they're telling you you're going to move. You could say, is this place in a humid environment? Yes or no. Is this place in the Northeast or the Southwest? And what I would say with that yes or no's is this place in Northeast? Get a yes or no. If it's a no, ask a different question. So that's where we can start asking more detail and start asking the yes or no questions when we already have our answer in a general category. If we're asking yes or no questions to begin with, that's not good. But once we get all the information, we feel like, okay, I've got a general sense. Then when we just say, can you give me more detail? And then if you don't get more detail, then ask some yes or no questions, because you're in like a hot and cold environment. So it's almost like I'm in this place. Am I hot? You know, that game where it's like hot, 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 or cold, cold, way cold. That's what I mean by asking yes or no questions. All right. Let's move on to the fifth way to get better messages from your spirit guides. And by the way, if you haven't taken my free spirit guide masterclass, it is coming up. messengerofspirit.com/free class. I'd love to see you there, where you can learn how to hone your intuition and get my 5-step process to communicate with your spirit guides. All right. So 5, learn how to clear your mind better. That's it. And it sounds so easy, but so hard at the same time. Why? Because our ego wants to control. We want to make sure we're getting the messages. And the people that I work with, and if you're listening to this podcast, you probably have some perfectionist tendencies where you want to make sure it's right. You want to do your due diligence. You are a good person and you want to make sure that whatever you're doing is right. However, you most likely have issues trusting yourself or trusting your gut when there's no scientific proof, when there's no facts for you to say, hey, this is exactly what it is. And if you've ever asked for the signier sign, like, hey, can I have another sign that this is real? How about another one? Then you know what I'm talking about. So we need to learn how to clear our minds even better. So students that work with me, I give you so many different ways inside of 4 intuitive languages to do that. But let's say that you picked one of those ways. Well, if you're feeling like it worked for you at one time, but it's not working anymore, guess what? You need to choose a different way. Why? Because our energy shifts and changes, and the stuff that we're holding in our mind shifts and changes. And this is also another reason why it's so important to raise our vibration. The more we raise our vibration, the lighter we become. And what I mean by that is that we start gravitating at a higher rate. We start moving at a lighter rate. And then we start releasing some of those heavy things. So we're not carrying this stuff around in our aura, kind of like a water balloon, right? We're releasing more emotion so the water balloon is not as heavy. And when that happens, we don't hold so much shit in our mind. If we're worrying about what's to come, we are, let's say, planning a trip, which is something I'm doing now. I'm going to write a list down because I can't hold it all in my mind. When something pops into my head, I'm going to put it on my notes app on my phone. So I'm not holding it in my mind. And I don't need to remember trivial details and information that bog me down. So clearing your mind, we can do this in simple exercises. So one of the simple things that I say is to take a few moments and clear your mind. And what I mean by that, it's going to be different for every person. One of my favorite ways to do this is to imagine that you have all of your thoughts on a dry erase board, and then you take your hand and then you grab the eraser and you start moving it up and down on the dry erase board, and you hear it moving. You feel lighter as you see or feel the energy being cleared. And you just know finally, that once everything is off of that board and it's a blank slate, your mind is clear. That's an easy way. But some things I don't talk about necessarily are, how do I support that? I'm seeing a lot of people having almost like panic attacks or like flinches in their body when they try to relax and clear their mind. And it's almost like, oh shit, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't relax right now. Even though you talk to yourself and you can give yourself permission. Hey, except I'm talking to myself. Hey, Whitney, you know, 5 minutes, you can worry about that stuff later. Or you can write it all down and just give yourself permission. And you can say, you know, I give myself permission to clear my mind, because when I do, I know that I am more productive, that I am giving myself a gift by receiving intuitive guidance and insight. because we resist sometimes. Why do we resist? There's so many reasons that I might just record another episode all about it, but that's important to give ourselves permission. But we still, when we clear our mind, might feel like we're having stage fright. Like, oh my gosh, now I'm going to receive messages. What if I'm wrong? Or we might feel like we can't relax because we have anxiety. Well, there's lots of reasons for this, but what I'll say is support yourself, take care of yourself, lots of self-care in between you talking to your spirit guides. And I'd say that you would be a person that would need to focus on calming your energy down and grounding and letting things go and relaxing. And there's lots of different ways for self-care. There's therapy, there's Reiki, there's lots of meditation. There are different ways to relax. And so that is something that I would say to work on in between you talking to your spirit guides. And so now let's move to the sixth way to get better messages from your spirit guides. Actually take action on what you're getting. And there's a couple reasons why. Now, if we're not taking action on what our spirit guides said, then we will never know it was right. Sometimes we're like, well, I got this and they told me to do this, but I'm just not doing it because I don't want to. It's too hard. I don't want to. Or we forget about it, or we don't make it a priority. Who knows why we don't do it? There's a lot of reasons. A lot of times it's just not strong enough, we say, to actually feel like it was real. What if you just started doing it? So that's my challenge to you, is I want you to take action on the intuitive messages that you're getting. Of course, as long as this action is healthy for you and it's good, it's not hurting anybody. Like, I want to make that clear. But if you're listening to this podcast and you're a person that is positive and you want to help other people and you want to help yourself. So it is important for you to take that intuitive action when you get it. The longer you wait, here's what happens. The longer you wait, you start second guessing and finding out all these reasons. You make them up in your head about why it's not real. Then the longer you wait for the window of time and opportunity to pass so that by the time you actually do it, it might not actually work out. Because spirit told you to do it 2 months prior, 2 days prior, whatever. And now you're finally acting on it and the opportunity's passed. So then it leads to, I shouldn't have done it. It wasn't right. I made it up. So we need to take action that way. And then we need to take action because the more that we take action at that time and we see that it is actually right, guess what happens? Then we start trusting ourselves. Oh shit, that was right. Look at me. Woo-woo. Like, I did it. I can do it again. But actually what ends up happening to a lot of us is we're like, oh, could I ever do it again? Like, I did it once. It's like a miracle. Will it happen again? And then sometimes we squinch our energy up and we make up a lot of BS excuses about why it's not going to happen again. But when done in consistency, the more that you take action, you start trusting and it becomes this new routine and habit and becomes easier with less resistance. And another reason why we take action on what we're getting is because the more that we do it, our spirit guides go, woohoo, you know what? That person listened to me. Yes, I'm going to give them more opportunities. I'm going to try harder to work for them and with them and get them the messages because they're actually saying yes and listening. And it's a win-win for everyone. All right. So those are my six ways to get better messages from your spirit guides. So one, acknowledge and talk to them. Two, build a rapport with them through consistency. Take them on a date. Three, ask the right questions. Stay away from yes or no's. And then finally, when you have your answer, because you've asked the right questions, ask for more details. And if you're not getting the details, then it's okay to ask yes or no questions. Five, learn how to clear your mind better. Six, take action on what you're getting. So I hope to see you at the free masterclass, messengerofspirit.com/free class. And I'll be back next week with a brand new episode. But until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com. And you can take the 4 intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, Women's Voices Amplified.